This is Smart City Dialogue, the new podcast of the International Smart Cities Network, in short ISCN. My name is Sebastian Fritz, and our topic today is how the digital transformation and citizen participation come together within the smart city. The ISCN is dedicated to promoting international exchange and knowledge transfer at national and local level. We bring together cities and ministries from different partner countries to discuss topics around a smart city. And in this episode, we met Gabriela Canales from IMIPLAN in Guadalajara in Mexico and Ashit Kumar Rajans from Bhubaneswar Smart City Limited in India. Gabriela is Director of Development Management at the Metropolitan Planning and Management Institute of the Metropolitan Area of Guadalajara, which is IMIPLAN. She oversees the development and implementation of the Metropolitan Projects Bank and the Metropolitan Impact Evaluation, as well as actions and initiatives related to international cooperation, climate change, environment, sustainable development, and substantive equality. And all of this in the 9 municipalities of the metropolitan area of Guadalajara. On the other side, Ashit is working as the technology officer with Bhubaneswar Smart City Limited. He is responsible for implementation of the ICT-based smart solutions in the city of Bhubaneswar. He has more than 17 years of experience in the program management, customer service management, consultancy, and technology solutions implementation. The three of us met in Berlin in February, and I was lucky to have the chance to ask them a few questions about digital citizen participation in their home cities. But listen for yourself.
Welcome to both of you. I'm really happy to have you here. And I would propose we just jump right in and start with the first question. So, Ashit, from your point of view, what role does citizen participation play in general in urban development processes?
Citizen participation is very important because whenever we are planning something, we are definitely planning for the citizen. So when we involve citizen in the planning process itself, they have got a belongingness of the end product itself. So when the end product comes in, they actually feel that it's the creation of their own, and they take it very, you know, seriously, rather than, you know, the general scenario of taking it on the other hand, like it's developed by the government. So it's developed and the idea is theirs. So it's very important to have citizen participating in the planning itself.
So the keyword will be ownership here.
Ownership, belongingness.
And from a Mexican perspective, Gabriela?
Well, at the metropolitan area of Guadalajara, citizen participation has played a key role. So actually, it was because of the push of citizenship that we could actually form a Metropolitan Planning and Development Institute. This movement comes from the 80s, you know, when people started realizing that Guadalajara did not have the quality of life that used to have before. Then they started pushing for authorities to coordinate, as they saw that they could not deal with these processes on their own. So then in 2013, IMIPLAN comes to life, and its main task is to coordinate with the 9 municipalities of the metropolitan area to discuss and go about issues in a similar way. So actually now there have been different reforms in the state of Jalisco where municipalities are obliged to coordinate whenever they form a metropolitan area. When they form a metropolitan area, there are different decision-making bodies. One of the main decision-making bodies is a Metropolitan Coordination Board, where we have representation not only from the municipalities and the state government, but also we have a Metropolitan Citizen Council. This means that they have a vote and voice in this council, and whenever decisions are to be made, they have to be made in unanimity. So that means that if the Citizenship Council says, no, I don't want that decision to go forward, then that decision has to be revised and again bring again back to the decision-making body. So they play a very important role in the metropolitan area, even for decision-making.
That's really interesting. So you've got quite a strong political commitment also from the government side to public participation.
Yes, definitely.
And how's that in India? You're working in Bhubaneswar. You have a similar institution or similar organization structure that promotes citizen participation?
Okay, so it started with the concept or the mission with the smart city. So every city was given the opportunity to approach how the citizen would want their city to be. So Bhubaneswar, as you are aware, Bhubaneswar came out to be the number one smart city selected by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. So the key thing that happened was we involved citizens right in the very beginning. So how do they want the city to be? And what are the different key things that are missing in the city that they want? So this is how, you know, we approached the citizens to participate and bring out what is the lack in the city and what is it that citizens want themselves, they want the city to look like. Okay, so as per the organization, yes, the organization followed, be the municipal corporation or the development authorities. So they followed the voice of the citizen. And on topping it up with policies and a little bit of changes in the policies or, you know, augmenting the policies that we already have.
All right. But I can imagine from a planner's perspective or from a municipal perspective, it's not too easy to just say we're going to follow the ideas of the citizens or the will of the citizens. Have both of you maybe also experienced major challenges in implementing that system and placing citizen participation at such a high level and give it such an important role?
Yeah, we did face a lot of challenge, but I think eventually it came out pretty nice. Very nice. So it's all about determination. So I think that really came out very nice.
Yeah, in the case of the metropolitan area, of course, we have a lot of challenges, especially when you have to coordinate with 9 different cities, you know, and that cities that have different contexts, different regulations, different political parties. So how do you set priorities, right? So in this sense, we have created metropolitan tools and instruments that regulate planning processes. Whenever these instruments are created, we are obliged to bring them to consultation of experts and society. So that way you have a technical process when you develop an instrument, but you also make sure that these instruments are consulted with people that are going to have an impact by them.
Since we're a podcast of the International Smart Cities Network, I want to come to that aspect, digitalization. How do you see the potential of the digitalization to support citizen participation and also maybe inclusiveness?
I think a lot. So now when the mobile phones are pretty handy and every other person has a mobile phone and the network is pretty strong. So, you know, that enables them to participate digitally, you know, unlike in India where everything was form-based. So all the forms are now being transformed into digital platforms, and they are well-educated and they have access to the digital world. So that gives a lot of edge in, you know, getting the feedback from the citizen. And this definitely, the digitalization has definitely, you know, given a lot of edge to what the city is trying to achieve from a municipal or development perspective.
Well, yeah, in our case, digital transformation has been definitely key for the development of the metropolitan area of Guadalajara. As a technical institution, we've realized that it doesn't make any sense just to develop information and guidelines if people are not able to reach them. So that's why we've developed a software. It's called Metropolitan Information System, where all the information that's been developed about the metropolis is uploaded in a software. So it's useful not only for authorities to make decisions about the metropolis, but also for citizens to see what kind of decisions are to be made. So, for example, if we're going to develop a risk atlas, then people should be able to see in the map where are the main risks of the metropolis, so also they can make decisions about their own lives in daily basis.
Really, really interesting. So the digitalization in certain terms gave you new opportunities to reorganize your approach towards the topic and, sure. And gave you new instruments. But thinking about new instruments, they also come usually with new challenges that you didn't face before. Do you have experienced that as well? Were there new challenges created by digitalization?
It definitely had a lot of challenge because it's been a legacy of data that is there offline, and converting them to user-friendly application or a form, that is a humongous challenge. And putting everything into one place and then giving the access without jeopardizing the privacy, and that again is another challenge. But with Bhubaneswar Smart City being, you know, envisaged and in the place, so we have created a citizen portal, we call it Bhubaneswar.me, and which houses all the services that are there in the city. And as Gabriela said, you know, and also the information that we are getting from the different sensors or different institutions that we have in the cities, so we are slowly and gradually digitalizing them and putting them there. So yes, so that's the platform that is eventually coming up to life. However, you know, the challenges that we face is to convert them to tangible form to become digital. That was a huge challenge. So basically, if I can just put it, it's a business process re-engineering that we had to do. That was the most challenging part. So, you know, the municipalities and the administration really helped in getting things done on that way.
And what was your approach then to do this? Did you get support? Did you have other cities in India maybe that already went through this process, or you learned it on your own how to get there?
Bhubaneswar being one of the first in the smart cities, and there was none other than, you know, Bhubaneswar at a certain point of time. So we were like the lighthouse city for, you know, giving away to other cities. So at some point of time we were on our own. However, you know, with the exposure that our administration got from different cities and different countries, that really helped us in achieving what we wanted to do. So sometimes it happened that, you know, we had to leave the legacy data behind, and we will keep on transforming them into digital form. So let's put a cutoff point and let's start right away. So that is how we approached. So we had to keep a break even, or we have to get a cutoff point where we can just convert everything or go digital. So that was a cutoff point that was very hard to decide. But, you know, sometimes you have to take a hard decision to change everything dynamically.
Gabriela, how about Imeplan in Mexico? Did they face new challenges arising from digital processes or digital tools you were using?
Yes, so in this case, I have to agree with Ashit. I think there's a lot of offline information that needs to put in the online world. So that's been definitely one of the challenges. But since he already mentioned that, I will just talk about participation processes. So one of the challenges for us is that even though we want to go, you know, all digitalized, then we also need to consider that not everyone has access to these kind of tools. So as an authority, how do you provide this access for people? So we need to think about that. It's not only that political will, as you know, it's very easy to say, but it's also about having the tools and having the technical and the human resources capacity to bring this information for people. On the other hand, people are used to doing things offline. So they are used to papers, they are used to going to places and doing all the things they have to do. So there has to be also an education process for these, so that you can have a parallel transformation, not only at the authority level, but also at the citizen participation process level.
And how do you lead this learning process? You set incentives or you give support in what ways? And
yes, so definitely we need to be very creative. It's 9 municipalities that we coordinate. It's almost 5 million people. And of course, there's always limited capacity within the government. So for instance, whenever we want to make consultation processes for instruments, as I said, usually the way to go forward is we go to each municipality, we set committees, and we carry this process, which can be very costly. And also the downside of these processes is that whenever you want to update something, then you need to carry on that process again, which will be again very costly, and it takes a lot of human resources for that. So in this sense, if we want to go digitalize, we are now working with the city of Hamburg and also with GIZ to develop a mobile tablet. So if you want to teach people how to use or how to make a consultation process online, you bring this tablet, which is the size of a table, then you have a workshop, and then you teach them. So you can actually have a say within this process. If you just click here, and then this way everyone can see it, and it's not only about just posting on social media. You can be part of this process, but you actually bring to the community or to the place where you want to have this process happening, you teach them, and then it can, you know, create an effect on everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And you have already some feedback on that? Like, what is the response from the citizens, your experience?
So we are actually on that developing process of the tablet now. We have, as I mentioned, this collaboration project with the city of Hamburg and with the GIZ. So with GIZ, we were developing the tablet, and the city of Hamburg is transferring us a software that they use to make these consultation processes. So I think it's going to be ready maybe by mid-year. And it's in perfect timing because we're developing now the Metropolitan Climate Action Plan in the metropolitan area of Guadalajara, and we are about to update some of the metropolitan instruments. So it's going to be the first time that we actually carry on this process and then be able to evaluate whether it was a good idea, or maybe, you know, what kind of improvements we have to make.
Right. I think this leads me to the next question. Do you think that the international exchange can also play a role here in supporting each other with that topic?
I think these kind of networks are a very good opportunity for cities to understand what are the challenges of other cities, but also to understand what they are doing about something, because sometimes it's very easy to think that we are just starting from zero, and it's not always the case, right? Sure. So for example, I would like to mention this very interesting cooperation that we have with the city of Hamburg. So this cooperation started from the International Urban Cooperation Program from the European Union. So what we did with a GIZ was to understand, okay, what are the cooperation, the different, both corporations offering to cities, right? And then we thought, okay, we are working on smart cities on one and we're working on smart cities on the other. So how can we actually be potentialized, right? Instead of doing isolated projects. So when we presented the Arbol IoT app to Hamburg City, which is an application for mapping trees and engaging citizens into the process of taking care of trees and also demanding more green infrastructure to authorities. When we presented this to the Hamburg city, they actually realized that the sensor component of this application was very important because it gives citizens the power to see how they are living and how the environment is, you know, the quality of their environment. So, for instance, they have this consultation mechanism, the software, the tablet that they are, you know, allowing us to use also, and they are transferring to us. But on the other hand, they came to know about this cooperation project that we have with GIZ, and they were very interested in the sensor. They were very interested in it because it's a very cheap sensor that still gives you information and that keeps people engaged in your processes. So it legitimizes their actions, the authorities' actions. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important for these kind of networks to know you know, for cities that participate, okay, what is this city doing? What is Hamburg doing? What is, you know, so that we come here and we actually have very fruitful exchange of information.
Regarding the trees. Mm-hmm. So we were in the process of, you know, counting the number of native trees that we have in Bhubaneswar. We had a hard time. And eventually from the specific department that was horticulture, we got a paper saying, you know, a list of trees, and these are the number of trees. Okay, I think this international exchange that we're having, you know, I got to know about this application that they're creating. It's a wonderful application, and it can be given to the citizens, and they can do it. Okay, and Bhubaneswar, if you are aware, it's like an educational hub of India. And a lot of people from different thing, and it's an agricultural driven country, and Orissa is something that's very rich in agriculture, and there are in universities where students are agriculture students, and they are very much aware of these plans and everything. And this application will definitely benefit in getting the number of trees or the type of trees and what is the impact on the climate on this one. So that can be assessed on top of, you know, what we are developing in the other smart cities or the other part of the smart cities, like, you know, the ICT integration and everything. But this exchange is definitely helping us in to know what other countries are doing and how is that we can transform that and make it useful for our own city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then I want to say thank you. That was a really interesting talk. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
So this was our talk with Gabriela and Ashit on citizen participation with regard to the digital transformation in our cities. In case you want to learn more about the activities of the ICN, please visit our website smart-city-dialogue.de. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast, and we hope to have you with us again next time. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.